this one?
This is the one that I think you are in the middle of purchasing at the moment, or have just done, or about to.
Yes.
It was shown in the retrospective exhibition at the art gallery.
Yes.
And I think you've purchased it since then, yes. It was one that did belong to me still. That I had lent it for the retrospective. It was very much the same period as some of the ones shown in the 1973 exhibition at Waters.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular one I don't think was in that exhibition. I don't think Frank put any... I don't think they had any of the collage ones. Uh-huh. Oh, these very major collage ones, where there is actual clothing.
Yeah, the trousers are actually collaged onto
it.
Like
pyjama trousers, old pyjama trousers thrown out of mine. I'd just thrown them in a waste paper basket. I found them on a painting. And the small piece on the left-hand side of the painting, a collage of, not canvas, what do you call that? Sacking.
Yes,
Would have been a leftover piece from the curtain that Tony made for this studio here at Lucinda Avenue, Warunga. He made that curtain while we were living with my family, the Bissett family in Warrawee, ready for this studio. He just bought up a lot of old sacks and cut them up and used to spread them all out on the front lawn and stitch them together with rough cord. And it's still hanging there in his studio with the painting store behind it. And this little piece has a Mickey Mouse type figure on it, licking its lips, looking in the direction of the pyjamas. According to Daniel, I don't know whether that was Tony's idea.
And that was shown as number 56 in the memorial exhibition
that
Daniel
organised. Yes.
And listed in the catalogue there and illustrated.
Yes, illustrated in black and white.
Ah, good.
But it's the sort of red, what we call the red and black and white period.
I see.
That's the major colour parts from the collage.
Good.